Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IAmAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Don't they have the chart for the building of Babylon?
Some of, well, you got two or three of them, depending on which one you're going.
I think I heard it's the electional chart for the building of Babylon.
Depending on which one you're going to use. Like, they had different charts for Jesus Christ or Muhammad or Buddha. Depends on what you use, you know. United States has a Gemini. I use the Gemini rising chart. I think it's 6 degree or 9 degree, 8 degree Gemini rising chart for the United States. But it has the Sibley chart is Aquarius rising chart. For the United States, they have the Scorpio rising chart because they had the picture of the artwork of the clock at the time. They have the Sagittarius rising chart. And then you have the solar chart, which is a Cancer chart of the United States. So, you know, depending on what you do, and then there's a wartime chart. There's a, financial fiscal chart that's used for Wall Street. So you have different charts when it comes to electional and using nations and things of that sort. I use the Gemini rising chart because I actually made three accurate predictions with it. I predicted the death of Osama bin Laden with it.
I got a question for you then. Using the Gemini rising chart, how do you explain this time right now with the whole Saturn, Pluto, Jupiter conjunction?
Well, if we look at Gemini
using conceptual astrology, that's why.
Right. If you're looking at Gemini at the ascendant, you put Capricorn on the eighth house cups, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what you're gonna kind of see, you're kind of gonna see what's going on with America right now, okay? Because the eighth house cup normally deals with like national death, morality rates, insurance, and social security, but it also talks about the evolution and the transformation of that national society. Okay, so when you're throwing Pluto, and especially who's been there for the last couple of years, you're throwing Pluto in there, you're looking at, you're looking at upheavals in the government, terrorist attacks. You're looking at a transformation in the way debt is handled. Okay, you're looking at the morality rates coming up. Going up, and then Saturn is in there, and so some people equate that to murder, Pluto Saturn, but Pluto and Capricorn murder of black people, okay, the plutocracy and the technocracy becoming supreme and dominant during that time, and or others like to see an upheaval and a destruction of the system, a breakdown of the system, which we've seen some breakdown in the system, but. Remember, Pluto in Capricorn is a transformation of the system. And so the status quo hasn't died. They have just adapted and transformed.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IAmAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IAmAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.